welcome back to the Olin podcast. I am pissed today. Okay, I am angry, grumpy, mad, and I'm Lucifruit, and this is Creator, my co-host.
I'm the co-host. Yeah. Creator, how are you doing? Because Lord knows I'm not the host of this train wreck. Oh my God. What just happened, Fruity? Tell him what just happened.
Well, we started recording a podcast and my cat keeps, oh my God, it's not the first time, but the cat keeps stepping on the power button, turning the PC off, and it always, so that means like the recording gets completely just ruined.
Fruity, I feel like you got to get that power button off the ground.
What do you mean off the ground? It's on the top of the PC.
They jump up. Cats can jump. Oh God, that's terrifying.
The cats can jump.
Oh, little bastards.
Your cat
doesn't
jump.
God.
What do you mean cats can jump?
Yeah, for some reason I just forgot cats can jump. I don't know, little brain fart there. You know, it happens to the best of us.
Octavia is kind of lazy.
She's an attention-seeking whore. No offense to her. Love her to death, but my God, she just follows everybody around and meows and meows until you give her a belly rub, and she doesn't care who's giving her the belly rub as long as she's getting one. And I'm done with her. I'm not talking to her anymore. Yeah, Jesus Christ. She doesn't care who belly rubs her. It's like, I thought I was the belly rubber, but no. I guess she's just happy to belly rub with anyone. And I was just thinking to myself, oh, like, this cat loves me. Like, oh my God, like, I feel a connection with this cat. Like, this cat loves me. And then it's like, oh, we're not best friends anymore. Get out of here, Octavia.
She'll take it from anyone. She doesn't need it from you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you're talking to a girl and you find out that she's talking to, like, you know, five other guys. It's like, it's like, how could you?
Has that happened to you?
God, no, never. I could see it happening somewhere down the line, you know.
Well, I guess you wouldn't know. They'll try to keep it a secret.
Oh, God, could you imagine? Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't imagine trying to talk to that many people, like, on that level, you know. I gotta have...
Yeah.
How much time do you have to, like, message that many people?
I don't have that kind of time. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't have the want. Sorry, I don't have the want.
You don't have the will. You don't have the strength. You don't have the power. Yeah. I mean, keeping up just with friends is hard sometimes, Fruity, especially if you don't... Like, if you're not doing, like, streaming and YouTube with them, it is hard, you know? Like,
I'd go insane if all I had to do was message people by, like, writing.
That would be the worst. Oh, yeah, I'd much rather. You know what I've noticed about me, Fruity, is I'm a terrible texter in every single way. I mean, even the way I come across in, like, writing, it's not as, like, funny, or you can't see my tone, as we all know, that you can't tell tone from text, but it really is highlighted with me.
You think?
I feel like that's the same with you, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Marcus thought I hated him when we were in the DMs at the beginning.
Yeah, you sound like you hate the person you're texting. You do, Fruity. Yeah, yeah, you sound like you hate them. It's really strange. Even when you text me sometimes, I'm like, I like look left, I look right. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I'm like, put a smiley face at the end of your fucking sentence. But even when you do that, it comes off even worse. Maybe don't put a smiley face in.
You're saying there's nothing I can do. Even if I type a ha-ha or something like that. Like,
no, you never ha-ha. You have to ha-ha-ha. Never ha-ha. Oh,
what?
My God.
You
never ha-ha.
Two ha's is not good?
Two ha's is trash. No, trust me.
I always say ha-ha.
Oh, God. This is part of it. This is part of it. Here, right here. We're getting to the bottom of it. You have to three ha-ha's. Some people think it's excessive, but haha sounds too condescending. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to be super self-conscious of the next person I message because I always do haha.
Yeah, you should be self-conscious about it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Anyone I messaged? No, they ain't listening to what I'm talking about. I'm going to message someone for them to exist.
It's like a fake laugh, you know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of fake laughs, Cray.
Mm. Yeah.
You're the king of it. You're the king of a fake laugh.
Okay, Fruity. Let's just say this right now. Okay, yeah, I'm the king of fake laughs. But, hey, at least I do it well, Fruity.
What do you mean,
at least? This is fake laugh over here. You are the worst fake laugher I've ever seen on our platform, Fruity. You've got to stop. I'm giving you an official warning here today. It is not for you, Fruity.
So it's not fake.
No, Graham. No. You can tell, Fruity. I'm here to give you a warning, as you know, because I love a Loser Fruit stream. I love Loser Fruit content. You know, love it. Big fan of you, Fruity. Keep it up. But man, if you think you can fake laugh as good as me, you got to work on that. Oh my goodness. Oh, jeez. Right,
bring it on. Bring it on. Just give us your best laugh.
Nah, I'm good.
See, I gave you one just there, huh? You like that?
I gave you a little Nah, I'm good. That was my little, I don't know what we're doing here. Talking about fake laughing. Everybody does it. Oh.
Yeah.
After you. No, please.
No, after you.
Have you ever fake laughed in real life during a conversation and realized how fake it was and everyone kind of knows? Has that ever happened?
Probably, but I feel like I lie to myself so much that I convince myself that something's funny that I laugh at it.
Yes. You know? Yes, I do the same thing.
So is it really fake if you have convinced yourself that it's funny? You know?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. I do notice this. I do genuinely laugh at my own jokes. No joke.
Yeah, you only laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah, I find it really hard to find people as funny as me sometimes. So it's like, you know, if I do even fake laugh at you, it's kind of like a blessing in many ways.
It's a pity laugh is what it is.
Yeah, it's like a little pity laugh here and there. Yeah, it's hard. You do hear my real laugh come out more often. Because I feel like I've been a little bit more Nathan on stream these days, you know?
Boo, no one wants Nathan.
Oh, you don't like Nathan? Oh, come on, he's great.
Is he?
He's a great guy. Oh, he's better than Creator. He is, he's better.
What's the key differences again?
The key differences are Creator is like this, like, la, 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 you know, and Nathan is like, hey, how you doing? So it depends which one you like. You want Creator for content, but you want to have a chat to Nathan, I think.
Mm-hmm. Creator for content.
Who do I like more, Loser Fruit or Kathleen?
Pretty the same.
Are they the same? Because I've noticed many differences between your online personality and in real life, Fruity.
Oh, I talk way less, yeah. If that's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and you're funnier in streaming. Believe it or not, you're actually quite funny. Has anyone ever told you that before?
No.
Well, now they have.
I didn't do much in real life. I'm kind of a bore to have a conversation with. I don't know. I don't know why that is. Why I feel like, that's a good
point. Why you're a bore?
Yeah. No. why I feel so inclined to talk when I'm on camera or something, but less when I'm off. It's kind of lame, really.
I think it's just natural, honestly, Fruity. People change when they're on camera, you know? Like, some people think that it's fake or that it's acting. It's not that at all. You know, like, even then when we were cracking jokes about Creator and Nathan, you know, it's like, honestly, there's not that much of a difference at all. It's just more energy, more, you know? It's like when you're... I always say this, and I think you've probably heard me say it before, but it's like when you're playing games on the couch with all your friends and you're yelling and screaming and acting a fool, laughing... versus when you're talking to your mum or talking to a cashier or something. Every situation your personality changes in, just when somebody's doing it for YouTube and Twitch, that change is more notable. You can really highlight it. It's really in your face. But everyone listening to this right now, you change your personality given the situation constantly, all the time. You just don't think it's happening or you're not, you know, you don't bring it to the light like you do when you watch a YouTuber.
Personality is so weird.
It is. It's like very strange.
Where we get it from, how we develop these characteristics, it's so odd.
Do you think it's mainly from environment or do you think it's from, like, some people think you can be genetically evil almost, or you can be, like, genetically prone to being an asshole, but I think it's all environment.
I think it's mostly genetic.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I...
Like who your mum and dad were as people.
Yeah. I feel like I've met... I mean, like, it's both, but, like, I feel like I've met people who've had similar situations but are completely different.
Right.
So I just can't say that that's it.
Ah. See, I think that when I think of that, and somebody has gone through the same things as somebody else and say they had like a bad childhood, I think it's more of a reflection of them. Like, how can I put this? There's only so many excuses you can use almost. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Hmm.
And it's like some people take on these plights and they take on these troubles and they grow from them, which I guess within itself is a characteristic. But, you know, it's like that to me is someone who is a good person who tries their best to change for the better. And yeah, I think that that's what differentiates people the most.
Yeah, I think I want it to be environment, actually, now that I think about it. Because then we can constantly change if we put ourselves in a better environment. Yeah, no, I'm going to stick with it's an environment thing. It's a nurture thing. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I mean, our mums and dads, you know, and who they were as people, I think, like, people say, like, oh, you know, like, my dad was, I don't know, let's say that he was an alcoholic, so that means I'm an alcoholic. It's like, I don't believe that. I believe that it comes from, you know, seeing your dad maybe do those behaviors and things like that, you know? But then again, there's some things you can't help at all, you know, like a chemical imbalance can cause, you know, depression and stuff like that. And it can come with all these other things.
We talked about this kind of last week, actually, about brain power.
Yeah, we did.
It's like how I'm getting over.
Yeah, positive affirmations.
Getting over scary games.
You're getting over scary games?
Yeah, the paranoia of playing scary games that I'm going to die. If I die in the game, I die in real life type thing.
Wait!
We didn't talk about this? Oh, I don't remember.
We did not talk about that! What do you mean the paranoia of if you die in real life, if you die in the game, you die in real life? It's like anime. Like,
it's VR, you know? Actually, I've got the Index now, Cray. Index.
Oh,
like
God, you be immersed.
The top of the line one. You can see your fingers do things. You know?
Jeez. Is it really different in there, Fruity?
I haven't set it up, but I've tried it before and it's really good. Good for watching, good for the viewer. So that's why I made the upgrade. But dude, I think I'm getting there. I think I'm getting, it's really hard for me to differentiate, something from real life. I struggle. Even though I know it's a video game and I'm a logically rash person, of course. I have the biggest time reminding myself that it is just a game. If I'm playing like a Phasmophobia, the ghost hunting game, which is just quite scary. I sometimes have a hard time thinking that this is not real.
I mean, maybe you're just someone who's prone to becoming way more immersed than the average person, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think I have immersion dialed up insane amounts without even trying, for sure, which some people would say is great, but...
Yeah, in some ways it's great. In some ways it's terrifying because you believe you might die in real life when playing a horror game.
Mm.
So there's that on top of that. Yeah, I don't think I started to get less immersed in games when I started doing it for a job. I find it very difficult to find immersion within a game these days. Very,
really?
Very, very hard.
Wow, because I find it so easy to get even more immersed because chat's there also with you getting immersed and you're like,
ah, right.
Yeah, particularly story games, for sure.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm the exact opposite. I feel like if I was to get immersed, right, Fruity, I'd have to, like, not read chat at all. You know, I'm someone who needs to concentrate on one thing at a time, I feel.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's either be entertaining or be immersed for me. I really, really struggle to do both. Yeah, and that's just me. I just struggle with that.
Yeah, that makes sense, because... I mean, that's a good thing. You're still focused that you're on the stream. I forget that I'm on stream sometimes.
You forget you're on stream?
Yeah.
I've never once forgotten I'm on stream, not once.
I've forgotten them. I'm just like, oh, the chat's still there. Cool.
Oh, my God. You do be getting immersed. That's crazy.
I mean, not like to the point where I think I'm actually the character or something like that. Like, I'm not going around in real life pretending I'm still ghost hunting in my own house or anything like that. But when I'm there, I'm there.
Well, it's like those people who are like hunting for big time immersion. You know, like people who do airsoft, or have you heard of LARPing? Do you know what LARPing is?
No. Oh, is that the medieval one?
Yeah, the medieval thing where you like actually dress up as the characters, like kind of like cosplay, but then you've got rubber swords and you fight each other and stuff. Like that's trying to get immersed, you know. That's something. I tell you, it's not for me, but it's something. Yeah, I wonder if anyone listening is into LARPing.
I think I'd prefer to play like if I were to get into medieval stuff, I'd prefer to play like a medieval game, and I would be like way more there than.
Yes, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, going out and getting dressed up. That being said, dressing up is hella fun. Marcus has been buying Pokemon cards. Okay, I just had to say that. He's been buying Pokemon cards.
Yes,
it's his new thing, and he talks to me about it all the time. And I think I might strangle him.
Yeah, the Pokemon card stuff is going pretty damn crazy right now.
At the moment, how do you feel about it? A big YouTuber, Logan Paul, did like a massive unboxing and stuff, and I watched it with him. But it's ever since then, it's been like Pokemon's been going crazy. Like the prices have been increasing on these older cards, like doubling or tripling, and it's been actually quite insane the amount of worth these cards had that we opened up when we were growing up. Great, even though I never opened up Pokemon cards, but like people our age would have. And just every day, there's something new to tell me about Pokemon.
Oh, there's a new card. There's a new this.
Yeah, there's a new something. It's like, oh, I wish I could get this something.
Oh my god.
And I might strangle him.
It's not for me, Fruity. Pokemon card stuff. Yeah, I don't think.
I like the only it. Thing I've I would got, invest I've got a few, in actually. That I like.
Oh, you got a few?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think you know, it's important to be interested in what, or just like try it. Yeah, yeah. Try to be interested in it, and it's like Pokemon. We all grew up with Pokemon, so I'm like,
oh. Pokemon's awesome.
Oh yeah, and seeing these cards go up, I'm like, okay, you know, if I get some early, I think mine have already made a bit of money, but but oh my god, it's a lot. There's like a grading system. Of level of how good quality the card is, and then you got to get like the limited editions and the first edition. It's a lot.
Yeah, the shadowless and stuff like that versus having a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first editions, second editions. First editions are the ones you want. Those things go for crazy. Yeah, and if you have one signed by like one of the artists or something like that, then it quadruples in price or something, Marcus was telling me. Like it goes mad. Mm-hmm. It's like awesome. How much money you can make on some of these cards. It's not for me though. I don't think I can handle the pressure of something like that, spending a lot of money on this little card and then expecting to sell it later. It's like it's just I understand why people do it, and
I mean, isn't
you know, I think it
correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that like Bitcoin? People just invested in Bitcoin but it didn't do anything.
Well, Bitcoin is like a currency, you know, that I think everyone thought would blow up even more so than it did, but now it's kind of died out because like with new methods of using money, such as going from paper to cards, people are now looking at like different kinds of currencies, you know, like not using the Australian dollar, not using the American dollar, and having like almost like a mystical, amazing internet currency called Bitcoin. Or you know, there's numerous amounts of different kinds of currencies. It's really incredible how it works. I don't know that much about it, but yeah. So, I mean, investing in Bitcoin is a little bit different than Pokemon cards.
Yeah, but in the end, it's still just a currency. This one is like more like Pokemon cards. I kind of get a bit more because it's investing in like nostalgia, investing
in definitely
like a company that makes. And, like, if they make a really popular game, if they make a Pokemon Go 2, everything that goes up in value, I kind of get it a bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
People could correct me if I'm wrong. I really don't know. This is I haven't looked into anything.
Yeah, and I probably got Bitcoin a little bit wrong there. But I see Pokemon cards as investing in a stock almost. Like, how well the business goes of Pokemon is how good the cards will sell, you know, or how long it lasts and how people just think that business is how good it will go, you know? Whereas like, I think investing in like something like Bitcoin is more of trying to put just money in your account, you know? It's like just saving money almost. It's like little dollars, you know, but that one Bitcoin equals 1,000 Australian dollars or something like that. So I think they're both just different ways. And I wonder if there's a thing to do with like what kind of personality you have is how you'll invest. You know, investing is weird and scary.
Yeah, some people really, you know, use money to make more money, which, you know, and some people really like literally do that. And I don't think I'm that kind of person. I don't know.
Me neither.
I like to do something and then receive money for it in return. I'm not sure. I've never been like a stock person or anything like that. But it seems to be a very popular thing on YouTube. I remember when a bunch of YouTube friends invested in Bitcoin, and suddenly we're talking about it. We're talking about the prices going up and up and up, but they never really talked about it going down. Suddenly they just stopped talking about it at all. It was like this point when I think they could have made, I don't know, it was 15 times their money or something like that. I don't know.
I
mean, it's at its peak, and I don't remember any of them selling, and I really do think that they either lost money or just got bought what they paid for. Yeah,
that's what scares me about like investing is like, you know, it's like it can be lost at a whim. I guess like through inflation, your money loses value anyway, and things like that. But you know, if you've got a huge amount of money in the bank and stuff like that, inflation does impact it regardless. I think things like stocks are something that I would invest in. Like I'd believe in like a company, you know, and then I'd want to invest in that said company and be like a share manager or something.
Invest in my company. Like the stocks go up of loser fruit. Thank you.
We'll see if they're going up. If they go up, I may invest and we shall see how it goes from there. But I want to be on the board meetings.
Of a three-person company. Woo!
So intense. So intense.
No, that stuff's not for me at all. One thing I saw the other day, actually, on Twitter was there was this, like, fast food tagged me in it, actually. It was this, competition. Sometimes they have, like, awards, like gaming awards. Like, they would have, like, any other industry, in entertainment industry. And they can be the most shadiest things you've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, kind of. They just kind of put whoever they can in it. And you don't know who the people are running it. You don't know where these people come from.
Were you a little salty, Fruity? Is that what you're... Because I didn't see this, but you sound like... do you mean that they didn't put...
No, I've been nominated for awards before.
Okay.
And stuff like that. But I just find it so... odd sometimes the people they pick, and there was this one that had really weird categories. I was in the
like what category?
Well, there was like so I was in the category of streamer to raise money for charity type thing. That was where I was. That's where Fastview was like, you should put her in there, because apparently I wasn't. And then but by the time I saw it, I was there. I was like, okay,
yeah.
I was like, okay, you're adding people upon request after. Wouldn't you ask people, first of all, you would ask people before making the list and make it more official. You wouldn't just add as you go. But you click on each category and you have to scroll down heaps. There's so many options. But there was like a charity team list. But the people that were in it were people like Pokimane, who's not a team, is a single content creator, would be in my category. That I was in, and I was like, what are you just putting like really popular people in for a bit of clout for your award show? Like, is that what's happening right now?
Well, for me, Fruity, I've never thought any of those were legitimate at all.
No,
and
none
I think
of them
still
are.
Like a I was just about to say there's just a great opportunity for someone to come into this industry and make a really great award show, like a really good one, but I don't think it will ever happen, because people are bad. They're just bad. They're just bad at making things. They're just bad.
You need it from an official one. There might be one out there that I don't know of that's more well known, but all I know is that if you get nominated, whoever wins is the person who can fly over there. And everyone else is just kind of there for the name. And then
you need like a game show where everybody wants to be there. Like the Emmys or the Golden Globes and stuff like that. Like everybody just wants to be there because it's nice to be surrounded by your peers and meet people in the industry and things like that. But I just don't see gaming as having the right people making a show that is luxurious in any way like that, you know? And I do think it has to have almost like that kind of feeling, right?
I think it really could actually have, I could imagine like some of the top streamers making a, being hosting a show and it'd be all, it'd be really cool. It just has to be super well organized. I can see
it.
But it's just...
Yeah, exactly. I can see it. They just need to organize it very well, you know? I can see like, you know, famous people walking down like a red carpet for gaming and stuff. Like people still want to undermine, I think, how famous some of these streamers and YouTubers are, but there's no undermining it anymore. You know, like they're famous as sports stars.
Did you see AOC wanting to play Among Us with the people?
What is AOC?
I can't remember her full name. Alex Cortez. The she's like a part of the Democratic Party in US. A politician.
A politician wants to play Among Us.
Yeah. She wants to play Among Us. She's like 30 or something. She wants to play Among Us. She's super well known. Trust me. But she wanted to play Among Us with people, and I was like, wow, that's insane. The fact that, I don't know. I thought it's just really cool that you could see some of the biggest Twitch streamers play with a.
Would you play with a politician, Fruity?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's risky. It's risky. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would play with a politician. I'd be scared.
What are they
going
to do? I mean, to be fair,
like if you're playing with them, it's like you're on their political side or you know a political affinity towards them. And politicians are always fucking up, it seems. So like if you've played with them, like your audience may see you as like almost on their side. You know, people are crazy with politics. It's something I like to stay away from.
I mean, I think it's fine. It's.
You think it's fine?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, right. All I'm saying is I don't think it's the same as playing with like a sports star. You know, I don't think it's the same as playing with someone who's famous for a famous actor or something. You know,
it does put you out there as a, it does like pin you towards the side. I suppose it can, but I don't know.
Well, put it this way. If you played with Trump, you know, people are going to say that you are conservative and you'd be hard-pressed to argue again. Oh, I guess it's because I was about to say, right, like if you play with someone with a certain political opinion or something like that, that doesn't necessarily you're on their side, but it's just that it's their job. You know, it's like their, it's their entirety is their political opinion. You know, it's their entire career. So if you do play with someone who is a politician, I'd just feel nervous for you. Like, I would feel nervous for you to do that.
Yeah, but you can't be, like, afraid. It's actually happening right now as we film this podcast. Sorry.
Oh, what? Like, a politician is playing right now?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, 160,000 views right now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Amazing. So, yeah, trust me. I wouldn't worry about that. There's a certain point where you do have to realize that you are still a part of the conversation, even if you don't want to be, even if it might cause people to hate you or align you with the wrong things. Like you could say you're left leaning or right leaning, but not believe in certain things.
But it does get
scary because of how quickly the assumptions would happen.
Oh, it's crazy. Like talking about politics or something like that in as somebody who has like a platform in any way, like fuck that, not for me. Oof.
I'm not worried.
You're not worried?
Not really, no.
So if you were a Trump supporter, you would openly say that you were?
Probably not still. But I'm not.
Yeah. I was just, yeah. So you vote for Joe Biden?
Well, we don't vote in America.
Like you're left-leaning.
I would.
Like you're a leftist.
Yes, I would if I was American, yes.
Oh, interesting. Wow, she actually doubled down. Okay, everyone. Loser Fruit is a Joe Biden supporter. Let's see how that goes for you. Let's see if anything kicks up over that. Oh, my God. You're braver than me, Fruity. You're braver than me.
I don't think people would mind that much, really, honestly. I don't even vote. Okay, fine. Who would you vote for in the upcoming election if you were American?
Don't know. You can ask again if you want. The answer will be the same. Don't know. Yeah. No balls. No balls. I ain't doing it.
Maybe you should become a politician. You know what? With answers like that, with evading, amazing way to evade answers like that, you should.
could you imagine? I'd be a terrible politician, though. I'm just too sweet.
What do you mean?
I'm just too sweet. Oh, man.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was really cool that she was playing with creators that we know.
That is cool.
Yeah, I want to go watch that. Let's end this podcast. See you guys.
You want? Oh, it's 31 minutes. I mean, we can end it here. I mean, short and sweet, you know?
Yeah. Let's read the comments before.
Oh, comments!
Where's it at? So I'll read them.
You do it.
By
do
Andrew! Sorry, that's how they type their name.
Okay.
Love the podcast to death. Started listening back in June when I started driving alone. Where are you driving to? I'm not allowed to drive anywhere. We're only allowed to go 25 kilometers. Anyway, that's not your problem, Andrew. And just recently listening to the D&D series. Let's do D&D again. Screw talking about.
Oh my god, I almost want to turn this entire podcast into D&D.
Let's do it. Let's plan. Which was hilarious, start to finish. I listened to the whole series twice, and if there's anything I could ask for, it'd be more D&D from Kath, Cray, and Baz.
People actually loved it. They loved the D&D.
Well, we have more adventures to go on, to be fair. So I think we should do that. This is from Angel Denny. I install granite countertops into new homes, and listening to this amazing podcast helps me get through the long days. Would love to hear a podcast about your favorite folklore tales. Skinwalkers, the Monkey King, Boogie Monster.
I like that idea.
Okay, Skinwalkers.
Like yeah, for horror, for Halloween.
Oh, true. We could do that next week. That'll be cool. Yeah. Anyway, let's end it there, I think.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for coming in.
I'm going to go watch some Twitch streams. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone. Bye.